G'day legends, legendaries, welcome to another episode of Generation Get To It, a sugar hit of positivity and health for you to get the most out of yourself to inspire this generation and the next. Make sure you like, subscribe to get the latest episodes, share the words and get more people out there changing their lives for the better. So for this episode, we're going to be looking at embracing challenges. Now this episode is inspired by someone who's just embraced a massive challenge at the moment. You may have seen him over the local news, or actually global news. His name is Russ Cook, also known as the Hardest Geezer. Now, for a lot of you who probably haven't heard of him yet, he just ran the entire length of Africa. You heard that right. 16,000 kilometers he ran. Took him 352 days to get there. Now, I'm not sure if you're a runner or anything like that, but I can tell you right now, that's a bloody long way. And so I thought, why not actually just kind of talk about how you can embrace your own challenge? You don't necessarily have to run the length of Africa, but I do feel it's very important that you do take yourself to a position where you're challenging yourself on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, monthly, and also yearly, and for the long term. Because if we don't have challenges, then we don't have our purpose. And if we don't have the purpose, we'll feel lost, we'll feel unfulfilled, and we won't actually be able to really achieve all the things we want to in our life. Because at the end of the day, we're driven by reward or also pain. And I'd much rather you be driven by the reward of achieving your challenges than be driven by pain and by fear of failure. And so for today's quote, of course, we're going to use a quote from Russ Cook or the Hardest Geezer. When a journalist asked him, "How are you feeling?" he said, "A little bit tired, thanks." And then that was it. So if you feel like you want to be able to take on some challenges and want to know how to do them, then this episode is for you to make sure that you can achieve all the things that you want to in life and ensure that when you're challenging yourself, you're doing it the right way, that you're doing it with purpose, to make sure that there is growth on the other side. Because of the hardest part of the growth, of the deepest, darkest tunnel out there, on the other side is the shining light of growth. And I want to make sure that when you're challenging yourself, you're doing it for something that really matters to you. Because there's a challenge in waiting in a really long line to get McDonald's, but there's also a very long or a very big challenge in working hard and engaging in exercise and making sure that you can actually better your body. So one of them is going to be better than the other, but both of them are still going to be challenges. So it's like, what challenge would you rather? So let's not wait anymore. Let's get into it. So I'm going to talk about a personal story to start off with first, because I love a challenge. There's so many different things that I challenge myself with, and I really want to make sure that when it comes down to the challenges I take, they mean a lot to me. So one of the biggest challenges that I'm currently doing is actually learning Spanish. Now, I think I mentioned it on this podcast before, but I'm going to reiterate it again. Learning language is I'm very passionate about it. I love language. I love learning. I've traveled many countries and I haven't been able to speak too many languages. I've only ever learned Norwegian before, and now I'm going to be learning Spanish. And so when I want to learn Spanish, I need to make sure that I'm going to do it properly, which means like I'm actually going to put myself in a position where I feel very uncomfortable, because I know on the other side of that uncomfortable is me actually going to learn faster and better and actually going to engage more with learning Spanish rather than just trying to do it on Duolingo and therefore just learning a couple words but never actually really being able to speak it, pronounce it, that kind of stuff. So I've actually sought out a tutor. Now I've got a brilliant tutor. His name's Gene, he's from Colombia, and he's helping me to learn how to speak Spanish. And when it comes to the Spanish lessons, some lessons are more fun than others. At the very start, I was like very basic grammar, learning to be able to pronounce the letters, the alphabet, that kind of stuff. But now we're into the conversational stuff, which is incredibly difficult. Now, I don't know how many of you are comfortable with silence and, you know, waiting to produce an answer, but there's a lot of that. He'll say something in Spanish and I'll sit there, try and think about what he actually said. Do I actually know what it means? And I'll try to reply to him. And there's a very, very long pause on my end because I'm either trying to scramble to find the word, I'm trying to, you know, change it from English to Spanish. And it's a whole lot of, you know, whole lot of waiting around, things like that. But it's, at the end of the day, I know that if I can put myself in those awkward situations, I'm more likely to learn at the end of the day. Because I could, if I wasn't learning Spanish with him, with someone literally looking at me waiting for an answer, I could just turn the phone off, you know, or turn the computer off and just go do something else. I'll find an easier way to do it. But this is the way I'm going to learn the most. That's why I think it's really important to engage in some kind of coaching and mentorship at some point of your life. Because I've spent a lot of money on coaches. I've spent a lot of time working with tutors and mentors and things like that. And without a doubt, they're the biggest improvements. A lot of time, the biggest improvements come from around those periods of my life. So that's why I think it's really important. But I'm also going to talk about why I already know that too. Because a couple of years ago, perhaps 2018, 2019, I actually moved to Norway. And I actually wanted to learn Norwegian too. And so the best way to do that is obviously to be in the country that you're going to learn it. So I was living over there. And if you can imagine that everyone, you think Scandinavians all know English. But in actual fact, they do, but they don't know it as well as you think you do. The ones that travel around know it a lot more. But I was living in a small town of about 10,000 people. And therefore, not that many people really spoke English that well. So a lot of time, I had to try and speak Norwegian, which for me at the very start was zero. But I knew that being in that situation itself, I was going to be able to learn how to speak Norwegian more and be able to engage in the language and actually grow. So within 9 months, I could speak it really, really well. And so now I'm currently into my Spanish journey, which is only about 5 weeks in. And I don't expect to learn as quick as Norwegian, but I do expect to learn because I'm going to be turning up every single week, making sure that I do all the practice and the homework and things like that. But here's the thought. Is just in trying to improve and challenge yourself in one particular part of your life the only thing you need to do? In some cases, yes. I think it's really important that you understand that what challenges you're taking on and in what time. Because one thing you have to make sure is that, although we just spoke about how important it is to make sure the challenge is fulfilling, it's also important to make sure that we're not taking on too much at once. So for example, at the moment, I'm taking up a lot of language lessons because I can't do my jiu-jitsu. Because I've dislocated my shoulder, I'm out injured, and I can't actually go to training and, you know, put in the work. So what I'm concentrating on the moment on is just taking on a few different challenges. Not too many, just a couple. So I'm looking at, you know, my Spanish lessons. I'm looking at practicing my mindfulness and mental resilience every day. I'm also making sure that I'm being physically active, lifting weights and stretching and doing cardio and things like that. But I've limited the amount of things I'm doing, because if I kept trying to engage in jiu-jitsu at the same time as trying to run a business, trying to do, you know, Spanish lessons, trying to be a loving partner, you know, a whole bunch of other things, then that's really going to be a proper struggle. So if you're in a situation in your life where you're looking after a kid, or you're going through a new transition of moving houses, you know, something, a new promotion work, there's probably only so many challenges you can actually take on at the same time. And so it's really important you don't like burn yourself out taking on huge amounts of challenges and really in-depth challenges, and therefore you kind of fail at them all and don't really stick with it. That's probably going to be a bad situation. So this is why it's really important when you actually look at what challenges are going to be important to you, then you need to understand, like, what's the most fulfilling one that I can do, what's something that's actually accessible and reasonable to do, and can I achieve it within a standard time frame. So there's two things we'll talk about. So one is to make sure it's fulfillment. So get fulfillment on the other side of the challenge. And the second thing is also timing. Timing is really important too. If you don't need to do it right now, you can do it another time and vice versa. So that's what, there's two really important things. Another thing that's really important is to understand, like, what is the real goal anyway of this challenge? What are you doing it for? Like, we spoke about fulfillment. That's definitely something to think about. But of course, like, what are you trying to improve? Are you like the hardest geezer and you just want to really put a mark on the world and do something massive? And because his motivation was the fact that he was doing too much smoking, drinking, gambling. So like, he's like, why don't I just run Africa? Which seems pretty absurd to me. But at the same time, someone's got to do it. And he's the man that's done it. In the same way, like, if you look at yourself, are you like, what's going to help drive you, right? Like, do you want to improve your physical health? Good. Let's go to the gym. Let's do some running. Let's do swimming. Let's do some jiu-jitsu. Do you want to improve your mental health and your mindset? Okay, let's look at some meditation. Let's look at doing some mindfulness. Let's look at doing some journaling. Let's practice some empowering beliefs and really, you know, talk to yourself and self-talk and positive affirmations and things like that. They're all things which are going to help you. If you're looking at trying to improve your relationships, which is something else which is really important, and at the end of the day, it's super important to make sure that you can achieve all these other things in your life. Are you a good communicator? Are you someone that's loving and affectionate? Can you be empathetic? Are you someone that can make sure that you can express your emotions when you feel like something is off? Can you express them in a good way? Are you someone who is a good listener, a good communicator when it comes to speech and actually speaking to people in the way that they listen to you? There's a whole bunch of different areas we can kind of move on to, but it's really important that when you're looking at things like, you know, mindset or mindset resilience, exercise, and also and social relationships, that you can also hit the benefits that you really want to get out of it. And make sure that when you're challenging yourself through these things, you're actually the challenges that you need. Because it's one thing to be able to do a lot of exercise, but in like, what good is being a really good swimmer if you're training for a marathon, right? So it's about making sure that you kind of move towards the thing that you want to do and get the benefit from. So that's where some of the really important things when it comes to challenges. Because one thing that I want to really reiterate is that a challenge is not just to get better, a challenge is to get better, but it's also to put you in a situation where it's humbling and it's hard and you're unsure if you will get it done. There should always be some kind of doubt there. Believe me, doubt is normal. If you're doubt-free about it, it's too easy. So you need to do something which is going to be slightly doubtful in some way. I doubt that sometimes I'll be fluent in Spanish because it's really hard. I doubt a lot of time that I won't be able to be, you know, a black belt in jiu-jitsu because it's really hard and I get injured. But it's also really important that you understand that there's going to be doubt in this situation and that it is going to be hard and that there's going to be times where it's going to be a real mental barrier to get, you know, tie your shoelaces up or to get out of the journal, to have the hard conversation, those things like that. That's all really important. So I want you to make sure that when you're doing these things like that, there has to be times where it's challenging and that it's going to be difficult. And like Bruce Lee says, do not pray for an easy life. Pray for the strength to enjoy a difficult one. And JC also says, I've got 99 problems. So it's all about making sure that you can understand that things are going to be hard and that you need to make sure that you are always going to keep moving throughout them. Because without the challenge, you're not going to have the strength to endure the really difficult things which come up in your life. So we can practice that strength. We can also share it to other people too. We can share the fact that your story that you signed up for a marathon and that it was really hard. You had to train a lot and there was a mental side to it and there was a nutrition side to it and I had to rely on my support networks and things like that. That's really good. I think it's really important to think about the fact that what we're doing for ourselves is also going to help improve others. Like the amount of things that I've done, which I didn't think anyone would notice, has made a big difference in people's lives. And so just think about like what you could do could also improve the next generation. Or it can improve your friend, or it can improve your partner. It could also make sure that, you know, it can almost improve your parents. I think they're like, oh, if my son or daughter can do this, then I definitely could too. So I think about like, what can you do that's going to be challenging, it's going to be fulfilling, it's going to have a really good benefit, and that's in the right time right now that you can do to actually make a big difference in your life and the life of others. So I'll let you sit with that one. So all a good time for today. Hope you enjoyed that one. Make sure you reach out, follow our social pages and get in touch and start making a big difference in your life too. If you want to start taking a big challenge and start, you know, tagging us in and things like that, we'd love to share you and making sure that we can get the word out to everyone out there to be inspired, and you could be the first one to start doing it for your community. All right, until next time.